In the dusty village of Al Zuhur, children have returned to school after a 14-year break. These are the Qawliya, or Roma people, scattered in isolated communities across Iraq. Umm Nashwan says they face derogatory treatment and her children have no future after decades of persecution.
We were attacked with rockets. They don't want gypsies among them. People hate us. We don't have water. We have to buy water. Our houses are old and falling apart. I don't know why they deal with us like this. Aren't we human beings?
Most homes in the village are in disrepair and many are jobless. Khairi says he and his friends fought in the Iran-Iraq war and later alongside Iraqi forces in the battle against ISIL. He calls his community the living dead, and the Iraqi state just doesn't care.
The school, the clinic, and electricity, these were not provided by the government. UN agencies and NGOs provided these basics, and you're asking me about our future?
After the US invasion 19 years ago, aid from Saddam Hussein's government ended. Armed groups accused the Qawliya of being heretics and prostitutes and destroyed their village. No one dare says that on camera. They're afraid of the police. They guard the only entrance to the village and restrict access.
Yes, we used to have dancing and singing. We were visited by officials at that time. We were not living in poverty. Things are now upside down.
The government denies new ID cards discriminate against the Qawliya.
There was some issues with people and now they are more accepted than before. They are like others. They can apply for any job they like. But the unemployment and poverty rates are high in this province. It is true they do not have fresh tap water, but water is delivered to them by tankers.
But many villagers cannot afford to pay the daily water charge, though it's meant to be provided for free. Old videos of this village and its people show a different picture. Their ancestors, including performers, musicians and dancers, came to Iraq from India and other Middle Eastern countries more than 1,000 years ago. Now, the musical instruments have been replaced by pictures of clerics in their homes. And the singers have replaced happy songs with religious hymns of a tragic theme. شعب العراقي
ومحنيته. The Roma people of Iraq say because of discrimination, they're excluded from a normal life and opportunities. And their question is that after generations have lived in this country, what can they do to be treated as equal Iraqi citizens? Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Diwaniya, Southern Iraq.